we present the News Quiz with your chairman, Simon Hoggart.
Hello and welcome back to a new series of the News Quiz. We start with a cutting scene in the Molesey News and Mail, read by Peter Donaldson.
A wooden rowing boat was stolen from a property in East Molesey on Sunday. Thieves took the boat from a house which backs onto the River Mole. It's not clear how they made their getaway.
Thanks to David Casey of East Molesey for that. Let's meet the teams now. Please welcome first on my right, Linda Smith and Fred McCauley. Opposite them on my left, Alan Corran and Sandy Toksvig. Linda, why does the government believe that the issue of identity will soon be on the cards?
This, of course, traditionally the first question, the biggest news story of the week. Identity cards, apparently we're going to have them as a measure against international terrorism. So that's something else for me to lose. With me travel card and me keys. I don't know how they're all going to fit on that string through me duffel coat. I'm not sure. But yeah, so we're supposed to have these. I'm not sure it's such a marvellous idea, because apparently they're very easy to forge. That's one thing. And because apparently they got them in France. But they're so easy to forge that they're not acceptable on their own. You have to have another form of identification. So maybe a laminated recent gas bill would be more more helpful, perhaps.
I'm very enthusiastic. I welcome them, because the first time my friend and News Quiz colleague, Francis Ween, will be able to prove that he is not Ian Duncan Smith.
Do you know there's a thing on the internet now, and you can just ring up, it's £10 on the internet, and they'll send you a card in plastic, and you can be anybody. And it's quite good, actually, because so you send them a photo and they send you back. It's all printed in on the plastic. And I have three different ones now. I'm a beautician from Sutton Coldfield, which I quite enjoy. And I'm also, I have a general, this doesn't go so well, general manager as a crop spraying company in Arizona. and sometimes if I'm out for the evening, I'm Prime Minister of Italy. And that seems to go terribly well. Enormously popular. Just £10. PhotoIDUK.com.
I didn't know it was against international terrorism. I just thought it was to help you get home when you were really drunk. So the taxi driver and said, that's me and that's where I live. And it gives your name, address, you get a serial number, and it's also got a little chip in the corner, and except in Scotland, but it's got a whole bag of chips. You eat in the taxi on the way home.
Yeah, it'd be no good, though, Fred, would it? Because it never looks like you, photos on these things. Like passports, are they? You couldn't identify someone from their passport. My boyfriend's a sort of really cuddly, easygoing bloke, but on his passport photo, he looks like Carlos the Jackal. I wonder if he ever gets anywhere. Probably Carlos the Jackal looks quite cuddly on his.
I think if you looked like your photo and your passport, you probably wouldn't be well enough to go on holiday.
A highly placed government source denied Britain was entering a wartime mentality before offering the questioner a pack of nylons for 2 and 6, no questions asked. Fred, listen to this. William, it was really nothing. Fred, who's uncovered his first ardent admirer.
Well, can I just apologise to the listeners, because there will be no further rounds? Because there's plenty on this, isn't there? William. William has arrived in St Andrews on an exchange. They've got him and you've got me. I do apologise. But before he got to St Andrews, they took Prince William to Sight Hill in Glasgow, which is a fairly run-down area. Most of the buildings are boarded up, and that's where they've got a lot of asylum seekers who are waiting to get redistributed around Scotland. And they played a nasty trick on William. They took him there and they told him that that was his hall of residence. Then eventually, when he got to St Andrews, named after his uncle Andrew, the golfer, he was filmed by another dodgy uncle. It's a shocking state when you can't take a home video. All kinds of trouble breaking out. And, I mean, the last thing Edward is going to be making is a TV programme. The only thing to make are losses.
It's the A to Z of royalty. And I thought, by the time he gets to ex-King Zog, it's bound to be ex-Prince Edward, because they're only making, they're making less than two bob a year, aren't they? I mean, they're always in debt, which this was designed to mitigate. Now he's had to apologise to Charles. He said on papers today that Charles was incandescent. Do you see that? It's a wonderful... They looked up in the dictionary and see what it really means.
He is a special kind of stupid, Edward, isn't he? He's... He's basically a shaved chimp. The Wessexes are extraordinary. They managed to make the Duchess of York look classy.
But also, he decided he's going to be incognito. He's going to call himself William Wales. Just name myself after a small country that I own. Just like everyone else. They also reported with some horror that no joss sticks are allowed to be burnt in the halls of residence. Imagine William turning up going, oh, blast, that was exactly what I wanted to do.
I myself, unlike Andrew Neil, who is the present incumbent, I was rector there nearly 30 years ago.
What is a and rector? It sounds very medical.
He's a councillor for the students. It is the most remote university in the world. I mean, next to Mars Polytechnic. And as far as you can get from civilization, these poor kids go up there. Very, very high percentage of public school educated kids go to St Andrews. They know nothing at all when they get there, and they don't know where they are when they've got there. All is the sea and this tremendous mist, this fog called the Haar, and it's you know, it's really like the French lieutenant's woman. They wear these huge woolly gowns. Other universities have thin gowns. You need woolly gowns at St Andrews, don't you? So bloody freezing. And they walk up and down St Andrews, looking out to sea through the fog, hoping to see a ship that'll take them back to civilisation. I have problems with William and Harry. I know there's one who's tall and pink and one who's short and ginger. And I always get them the wrong way around. Who is he? He's the one who's going to be king, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the tall, pink
one. He's going to
be king. Yeah, the tall, pink one. He's clever, though, because that course, I believe, is quite demanding.
It's history of art.
Yeah, no. Excuse me, you do 2 years of history and then 1 year of drawing and then a year of colouring in. I think there's quite... said the royal family were shocked to find that Edward was doing the A to Z of royalty. I think they were shocked because they didn't know there were that many letters.
Alan's quite right that it does have the highest percentage of public school boys and girls going on to university in St Andrews. It also has the lowest percentage of chins. And in fact, William will probably be looked down on by a lot of the people that are at St Andrews because most of their parents own Fife.
Prince Charles was said to be incandescent following the breach of the voluntary media ban on filming Prince Edward. No, the other one. Anyway, it doesn't matter. William wants to have the same university experience as everyone else, so expect to see him in 4 years working off his student loan, saying, does one want fries with that? 2 points there. Sandy, who has laboured their way to the top of the BBC. Please be careful how you reply.
Yes. Yes, this is the appointment of quite possibly one of the finest human beings in the country. Lancelot, Gavin Davis is the new chairman of the BBC, and there was much uproar amongst the Tory party because he's said to be a Labour crony. And they said this was disgraceful, and the Labour Party were very defensive about this, and they said, well, the Tories always appointed one of their cronies, and what we did is we had a committee. And then we appointed one of our cronies, and that seems to have been the right way around about it. But he's a fine fellow, and oddly, he thinks we've got too many makeover programmes. Don't you think that's strange? I can't get enough of them myself. And I think it's a curious state that we've arrived to in this country, that we now, for entertainment, we do actually watch paint dry. It's a... I have nothing else to say about him, because he's a fine fellow. Now we've all gone quiet.
Mr. Davis has assured Conservatives that he has a lot of sympathy for their point of view, whatever it might be this week. He's refuted his allegations of cronyism, saying that he previously worked as an economics advisor to Norman Lamont, something I find very reassuring. Alan, who's been debating why it is they're always in the kitchen at parties?
Can you hear me clearly, Simon? Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
These are very good gas masks, aren't they? I mean, Gavin Davis spends money on the right things. Well, the audience looks a bit daft in them. This must be a party political thing about women.
It is.
It is about the Liberal Democrat.
It is.
People, whom Sandy has just been addressing, trying to raise funds. The Lib Dems wanted positive discrimination. There was a move. I think the Toffs, Sandy among them, wanted positive discrimination for women, but it was actually thrown out by conference. There's that strange phrase, thrown out in conference, always seem to go together. But they've been meeting somewhere on the south coast. Well, you've been there as well. I don't know why you ask me these questions. You know this.
That's true. Simon, I do know the answer. Let's move on to the next question.
Distinguished commentator. You have to come to me to find out whether the Lib Dems want to have positive discrimination of female candidates or not. They don't. I mean, they did.
They didn't go for it. We came up with an interesting statistic, which is that 40% of the people in this country give no money at all to political parties, and 40% give a pound, and 20% get peerages, which is sort of interesting.
Well, they're doing the Lib Dems. Because you've got some riffraff who've got peerages there. You see some maniac with a beard and sandals comes along, he turns out to be Lord somebody. Sorry, I'm rambling.
The Lord. Beard and sandals.
Because they have all these political conferences at the seaside, they obviously spend far too much time in amusement arcades, and they assume that everybody is a token woman. Because I saw a picture in it, all these women had T-shirts on that said, "I am not a token woman." So they've all got these T-shirts now, so they can go and play the amusement.
Oh, it may be important.
Yeah. Somebody saying, "Fred, forget the token woman routine. It's not working."
Because I'll answer.
Exactly, because the Queen has just been given one, hasn't she?
Don't shut later.
Oh, so, no. I just thought you might be in the audience. Quiet night.
It's not a sentence you think you're going to hear every day. The Queen's just been given one. I think there's a certain bunker mentality creeping in. Alan arrived tonight. He said, "Wasn't it lovely to be underground?"
It was wonderful.
Women delegates at the Lib Dem conference wore T-shirts emblazoned with the words, "I am not a token woman." This was a huge success as male delegates clustered around to get a closer look at this slogan. We start round two with an item seen on the Church Times website.
A spokesman for Truro Cathedral said there'd been no noticeable drop in the annual visitors' figure. The cathedral has a policy of encouraging all comers to use its lavatories in the hope that something might rub off.
Sutton of Ludlow for that. Linda, where might the theatres have no stars because of poor health? And as a clue, this is not a question about Martine McCutcheon.
Oh, stumped then. I know. Yes, this is hospitals, isn't it? Apparently some are better than others.
No.
Yes. I know, I'm as surprised as you are, Sandy. But, I'm not sure, not a survey, that sounds too frivolous. It's a league table of hospitals. And I don't know, some are Kent Area Health Authority. I'm not sure if it's good or bad, but I don't know. It depends on whether Chelsea go through an aggregate, something like that. But there's basically some are good, some are not. Now, I don't know about, is Scotland included in this?
I've no idea.
Because I think Scotland's the only country where the hospital diet is actually healthier than the food in the outside world, isn't it? Get an enema in batter.
Yes, the new NHS Hospital League Table, which awards each establishment a star rating. A major area of concern was hospitals' failure to provide an adequate amount of breast screening. But to tackle this, the contract has been put in the hands of Channel 5. Fred, which contestant was in need of decongestion and is still waiting for some money to fill his coffers?
This... A. C. A. A car. This was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And somebody was on it and they withheld his check because they suspected when they were editing the show and putting it together that someone in the audience had been coughing. One for A, two for B, C for three, and you'll never guess, four for D. and they think
not exactly the Enigma code, is
no.
it?
But he's angry that they've stopped his cheque, and he said to the production company, "Can I get my cheque, please?" And they've said,
"Which trigger got Hopalong Cassidy out of the mine?" They always did that, didn't they, the horses? Hopalong Cassidy could just... Roy Rogers never spoke fluent horse. He could never do it. Whenever the horse went there, he played the guitar. There was absolutely no communication between them.
They did better with Lassie. Lassie used to turn up and go, "Roof, roof!" And two boys stuck in a mine shaft.
Is that your final Lassie. Answer?
The funny thing about that millionaire thing, that the guy's he's a major, isn't he? A major in the army. And he said...
Oh, Chris Tarrant?
Chris Tarrant's a major in the army, yes, did you not know? He's
That's
our only
hope.
That's
a good job I wasn't asked that question. No,
this guy, this army major, he said, you know, if people think I was cheating, it'll affect how the men look at me. I thought, you've been a millionaire, how do you think they're going to look at you? Lovely leadership material.
Anyone hear Chris Tarrant on Desert Island Discs? Surprisingly shallow choices, weren't they? Yes. Born to be a brother-in-law. He really looks like a brother-in-law, doesn't he? See your dad going, "Oh, bloody hell, here he is." What did she see in him?
Alan, why will the continued strength of the church have to depend on the widow's mite?
Well, the diminishing number of prelates in the Church of England, and one of the... I mean, it's a sad moment for people who think they're going to fight a crusade, find that for the first time ever, fewer than half of English folk actually go to church. But they're going to pay more money to prelates. They're going to get 20% more. And they're going to have to make the handful of people who still go to church dig deeper for the prelates they haven't got. Do you think I'm going to offend any religious sensibilities tonight? I really don't want militant Baptists taking my house out.
Oh, I don't know, Alan. I think if you're going to offend a religious group, probably the Church of England might be the one. What are they going to do? Give you a sherry that's not at the right temperature?
I do think we could have a bit more franchising. I think so. I think you could have product placement in some of the hymns, you know. All things bright and beautiful are available on the shopping channel, you know. They just think of it wider than what they're doing. Actually, it's less than half. It's 1 million people, that's all, that go to church now. How many people in the country?
46. Sorry. No, 50. Or, no, it's not. It's half. Or signed up, or do whatever.
Oh, is. Signed up.
Or
oh.
They turn up at Easter or something.
Oh, right. Oh,
I don't know. I didn't read that deeply. Didn't think it was targeted at me.
Infidel.
Mm. Very difficult for them to go on strike as well if they don't get their money. Don't really see a whole load of vicars going along going, "What do we want? Evensong. When do we want it?" Nothing.
A report by the Church of England has called on believers to donate an extra £29 million to fund pay rises for priests, bishops and archbishops. Before we start the final round, here's an item from the Swindon Star.
Rats are becoming a problem in Swindon, with house building on new estates thought to be responsible for forcing the rodents further towards the town centre. Council leader Sue Bates has asked officers to bring a report on the issue to a ratification meeting.
Thanks to Ken Ford of Swindon for that. Linda, your piece of music. Justified and Ancient by KLF, featuring Tammy Wynette. Linda, who hopes to make ancient Britain's history a bit less of a mystery?
Well, I know it's a difficult week for questions, but we're getting them out of the past times catalogue now. Not really a news item. It's a project, a history project, to discover more about ancient Britain and what happened to the Neanderthals. I think they went on to set up Ardent Films. Something along those lines, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Key story this week, definitely.
It was quite good, though, because they had lots of pictures in the papers. It was an excuse to have lots of bad drawings of naked men with spears running after animals. And you just know that nothing really changed. Even 500,000 years ago, what happened is the men spent all day running naked in the woods trying to catch a boar, and they came home and they said, "I've caught nothing." The wife says, "It's all right, I've made a corn pie." Don't you think?
Scientists from the Natural History Museum are hoping to shed light on mankind's ancestry with a £1.2 million study into Britain's earliest inhabitants. The first permanent human inhabitants are believed to have migrated to this country 12,000 years ago, where they were met by David Blunkett demanding that they hand over identity cards or be deported. Sandy, who is ringing the changes at Buckingham Palace?
This will be Her Majesty marching forward into the 21st century. Her son, Prince Andrew, has given her a mobile phone. And it slightly worried me, the reports on this, it said Andrew, known to be the most technologically minded of the royal family. Well, yes, used to fly a jet. I hope he would be. And I quite like this, because she speaks a bit like a text message, doesn't she? She's got those very clipped vowels all the time. There's a kind of, "I am ringing you on my mobile phone."
I'm on the throne.
And I was thinking about this, you know, that slogan, one-to-one, because strictly speaking, in relation to her, she'd be speaking to herself.
It's a perfect answer to people who say, why do we need a royal family? In a week of News Quiz Lite, they've given us a lot of harmless fun. Where would we have been without them?
She was reluctant to get a mobile phone, and in the end she just got it so she could phone her mum if she was stuck in town and couldn't get a taxi.
She won't be needing family and friends, I suppose, the way things are going. Charles, well, you know he is a special kind of stupid. We're still hoping to see you all at Christmas.
The Queen has finally got a mobile phone. She wanted to download the national anthem as her ringtone until she realised how expensive the premium rates were to Germany. Like all mobile phone users, the Queen can be heard shouting into her mobile, "I'm sorry, you're cracking up." But what else do you say to the Duke of Edinburgh? Alan, we finally reached the end.
Am I going to get the question about two groups that are about to bring the world to an end? Because if it is, I'll work on the joke I use at the end of it. Give us a question, Simon. We'll say
Alan,
goodbye.
Who is suffering from brewer's droop?
Oh, yes. Brewers are. Beer sales are 30% down. It's not much of a droop when you get to my age, but 30% down is... They're going down at a steep angle. I mean, it's all these young women who are drinking Malibu and stuff like that. Nobody drinks beer anymore.
Well, I don't think any of the gentlemen here need reproach themselves. Seem to do their bit, yes. This might be my fault, because since being a student, I switched to ladies' beer, to wine. So, I don't know, that could be me. Actually, we are all... There is an elephant in the room. There's no getting round it. We have skated rather round the big issue, which is we're on the verge of war, and on the one hand, we've got scary terrorists. On the other hand, we've got a president of the United States whose eyes are drawn on.
Very nice of you to ask me, really? What did you do in the war, Daddy? And I have to say, I answer questions about Brewer's droop. I did my bit... BBC with a tin cup saying, "I gave."
Excellent. 2 points to Alan. Before we reveal the final scores, let's hear the cuttings the teams have brought along. Linda.
I've got a cutting here from Mensa magazine. It's not my own, obviously. I don't know who sent it in. They wish to remain anonymous. Anyway. After stopping for drinks at an illegal bar, a Zimbabwean bus driver found the 20 mental patients he was supposed to be transporting from Harare to Bulawayo had escaped. Not wanting to admit his error, the driver went to a nearby bus stop and offered everyone in the queue a free ride. He then delivered the passengers to the mental hospital... telling the staff, the patients were very excitable and prone to bizarre fantasies. The deception wasn't discovered for 3 days.
Fred, this is a restaurant review, and I can only assume, and I know it's awkward and dangerous to make assumptions, that the word that has been printed incorrectly must have been taste buds. Between Monday and Thursday, there is a special two-for-one offer on all main course meals, while there are always a range of daily lunchtime offers. Everything from traditional bar foods to a full a la carte menu is on offer, and their award-winning chef is guaranteed to tickle your testicles. Linda, you will confirm that the word testicles is there in black and white?
Yes, Fred, it is.
Must have meant taste buds.
No.
And then the headline that says, meals to make your mouth water.
Sandy.
Well, this has been sent in by Mr. Stoonley. Exciting news from the Hessenford WI. Our worthy president recently had a very big birthday, capital letters, accompanied by all the usual accessories of such a thing, including a strange erection in her garden on the morning in question. In true WI style, she rose above this and took it in her usual casual style. Making a jumper, I'll be bound.
Alan.
I fear that through no fault of our own, a certain theme might be emerging in our cuttings. Because I saw this, Simon, in Thursday's Daily Mail. It says, men and women from the Putney Town Rowing Club have shed their inhibitions for the latest in a series of nude calendars for charity. Most of the black and white pictures, six males and six females, were taken by club member Anthony Cake. He said, the hardest part was when I realised that I had to appear in the calendar myself in a coxless four.
Thank you all very much. Look at the final score. Linda and Fred have 12 points, but thanks to my unique scoring system, Sandy and Alan are this week's winners with 13 points. Before we leave you, here's an item from the Ullapool News, sent in by Tracy McLachlan and Mrs. Ewell of Inverness.
Lost at the Coigach gathering. Stainless steel vacuum flask used for collecting veterinary faeces samples. May have been mistaken for hot drinks flask.
With that, goodbye.
Taking part in the news quiz were Alan Corran, Linda Smith, Fred McCauley and Sandy Toksvig. The chairman was Simon Hoggett and the news is read by me, Peter Donaldson. The chairman's script was written by Debbie Barham, Simon Littlefield, Paul McKenzie and George Poles. And the producer was Lucy Armitage.